Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feasts of St. Peter and St. Paul. And today I'm going to read several passages from Scripture to you, and hopefully with you, because I would encourage you. I'm going to give you citations for some particular Scripture passages, and I really want to encourage you to read them out loud, because they so honor and glorify Christ. They so proclaim his name so boldly. And that's very much what Peter and Paul, with their own unique sets of gifts, how they were able to proclaim the truth of who God was. So I'm going to encourage you to read these chapters, these sections of both Ephesians and Romans. But I'm going to begin with the readings for the day, because that's where we should begin, but I will move to these other readings as well. O God, who on the solemnity of the apostles Peter and Paul, give us the noble and holy joy of this day, grant, we pray, that your church may in all things follow the teaching of those through whom she received the beginnings of right religion. Peter and Paul are certainly among those who gave us the beginning, who gave us the teaching of those who had received it directly from the Lord. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that by the power of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you, Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, may we receive that grace. May we receive the grace that Peter and Paul did, and others, many others as well, but in particular, may the words that they put down, the words that have become part of sacred Scripture, bring life and fire into our beings, joy and hope, faith and confidence. Let's take a look at these readings, and then we'll move to those particularly, I would say, particularly inspired ones. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. In those days, King Herod laid hands upon some members of the church to harm them. He had James, the brother of John, killed by the sword. When he saw that this was pleasing to the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. It was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He had him taken into custody and put in prison under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each. He intended to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter thus was being kept in prison, but prayer by the church was fervently being made to God on his behalf. On the very night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter, secured by double chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while outside the door guards kept watch on the prison. Suddenly the angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in his cell. He tapped Peter on the side and awakened him, saying, "Get up quickly." The chains fell from his wrists. The angel said to him, "Put on your belt and your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Put on your cloak and follow me." Look at the detail of the angel helping him to wake up from a deep sleep. He doesn't know what he's experiencing, telling them what to do. So he followed him out, not realizing that what was happening through the angel was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first guard, then the second. They came to the iron gate leading out to the city, which opened for them by itself. They emerged and made their way down an alley, and suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter recovered his senses and said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from all that the Jewish people had been expecting." These men suffered, brothers and sisters. They suffered for the sake of his name. And they believed. Is your faith strong? Does it need to become stronger? Let's take a look at the second reading from Paul to Timothy. "I, Paul, am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith, and from now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance." The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Look at the persecution for both of them. Look at the suffering. And yet I know the Lord will rescue me. The Lord will complete his purpose. He wasn't saying, oh God, take this pain away from me. He wasn't saying that. He was saying, I know God will rescue me. That is to save my life for all eternity. That's what Peter and Paul counted on. Brothers and sisters, sometimes how weak we become. Why am I suffering this? Why did this happen to me? Why did that happen to me? I know there are extremely hard things happen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the little annoyances of every day. We can get so tied up in knots over little things that don't mean much. They just caught us at the wrong day, the wrong moment. I got out of the wrong side of the bed. But we get grumpy and even mean sometimes because we're stressed and we're anxious and we're angry and we're afraid. Look how Peter and Paul triumphed over that. Don't you think we can, by his grace and by his power? And we have that beautiful passage of Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 13. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they replied, well, some John the Baptist or Elijah or Jeremiah. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? And brothers and sisters, Jesus addresses that question to us today. Who do you say that I am? Am I just another holy man? Or am I the beloved Son of the Father? I am Jesus Christ, your Savior. Who am I? Answer that question. And then line your life up with that reality. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And that's why he gave to Peter, who made all kinds of mistakes, Peter who even denied the Lord. And yet he was able to declare him. He was able to repent. He was able to turn back. And so Jesus made him the head of the church. My goodness, brothers and sisters, all our weaknesses, all our sins, if they lead us to commit our lives to Christ, if they lead us to repent of our sin, then God can use us enormously. Please, please take a look. Don't just say, oh, well, that's for saints. It's the call is for you. Your acceptance of it, your willingness to do God's will, your yes to God is what makes you a saint. Think about it. Open your heart to him. I mentioned at the beginning of the program that I wanted to share with you a reading or two here, depending upon my time. But I wanted to speak to you of how both Peter and Paul spoke so powerfully of Jesus Christ, who gave such beautiful testimony, to God. And brothers and sisters, God so wants to speak to us. God so wants to reveal himself to us. So I want you to just listen to these passages because they speak so powerfully of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 14, for this reason I kneel before the Father. This is Paul, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able, to accomplish far more than all we ask or imagine, by the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Pray that prayer for yourself. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 14. Make it your own prayer. God so desires to speak to us, and people like St. Paul, St. Peter, all that they taught us, all that they gave us. Learn it. Memorize it. Memorize these prayers. Take a look at Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Make that prayer your own. Take these words of Scripture, because the power of those words, words of Peter and words of Paul in this case, those words are inspired words. Those words will increase your faith. Those words will help to clarify who you are and to whom you belong. On this great feast of St. Peter and Paul, I really encourage you. In Philippians 3, we read this. It is not that I have already taken hold of God, or have already attained perfect maturity, but I continue my pursuit in hope that I may possess it, since I have indeed been taken possession of by Christ Jesus. And then he prays. These are verses 7 through 12 of chapter 3 of Philippians. Whatever gain I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having any righteousness of my own based on the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God depending on faith, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by being conformed to his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Make those prayers your own, brothers and sisters. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.